This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey.
Live we are this Thursday from Watford City, North Dakota, coming to you live and direct from Teddy's, I always want to say presidential suites because, you know, it's Teddy Roosevelt, but it's a residential suites. Nice place. Little Missouri Inn and Suites is right next door and, of course, right along Highway 85. And we are within a stone's throw almost of one of the most beautiful places on earth. I would argue the most beautiful place on earth, the North Unit of the Teddy Roosevelt National Park. What, like top five attractions in the U.S. now on a parks I noticed here recently. And glad folks are recognizing that is one of the most fabulous destination stops in all of the USA. That's for sure. We are brought to you in part today by our friends at the Northwest Landowners Association. We'll tell you about them as we go throughout the program. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. We're going to talk a little bit about Polar Service Centers today on the program, MyPillow, B-Mobile, and more. Our fine sponsors that help make this program go, those folks that bring you today's broadcast on this Thursday. I had to figure out what day it is. It's Thursday. I was at the Watford City, McKenzie County Economic Development and Chamber of Commerce annual meeting in Watford City last night. Now, for folks outside of the epicenter of this world-class Bakken play that we're at here, you might think there'd be a little hand-wringing. You might think there'd be a little worry and concern and, you know, kind of a, I guess, a hushed atmosphere. I didn't get any of that. You know, obviously there's a lot of companies that are hunkering down. I think it's fair to say there's a survival mode kind of mentality in this pause right now and that this situation is lasting longer than most folks would like it. Really, anybody I could find would like it. But also a confidence that seems to be in the water here, which is, to me, really impressive. Really is. So despite national headlines and world politics and everything going on, folks here say, yeah, it's not fun right now, but guess what? We're just getting ready for the inevitable, and that will be when prices go back up, activity ramps up. We want to be in a position to accommodate it and use this time to get everything in order. And there's a lot of efficiencies going on and a lot. So I'm very impressed. We were in a building, a four-story building that is Class A office space on Main Street in Watford City. And, you know, the folks here were showcasing that to say, look at this, it's available, beautiful views, and just was a marvelous time. So kudos to everybody. The EDC leadership here, the chamber leadership, Gene Veeder, Brent Sanford, both of whom spoke, Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, did a fabulous job of laying out really a lot of the facts after his conversations with the leaders of the industry, and also saying, look, it's going to be tough. He's not sugarcoating this at all. But people here know that, right? And also some great advice on just going forward. So it was good night. Good night. Really enjoyed it. Always enjoy my time with friends in Watford City and some great, great leaders. So it really was most enjoyable. On the program today, we do have a little bit of a programming change from what we anticipated because we lost Scotty Miller last night. Scotty Miller, the voice of the NDSU Bison, passed away at 57. And some folks may have known that he was fighting a battle of skin cancer and some have not, may have not. So maybe this is a surprise. It's not a surprise to those who knew him well. They saw this coming, unfortunately, for some time. Started this battle in 2012. At times looked to be winning it. And as often happens with cancer, in this case skin cancer, he didn't win it. We're going to talk with some folks that knew him well. My colleague Steve Hallstrom, who worked with him as I did. I worked with Scotty and really had the pleasure when I moved to Fargo in 2001, having left Grand Forks. Scotty was up in Grand Forks for a time as well. Moved, I think, down in 96 from Grand Forks, so he spent time there. Our paths crossed. Didn't work with him there, but worked with him when I became general manager of WDAY in 2001, and Scott was on our team, and I was happy. I was really happy because in addition to the Bison work he did for us there, He later did the Redhawks contract after we successfully negotiated the broadcast rights for that, and he was a great broadcaster. He just great broadcaster. I'm really struck by something, and I'll talk about this a little later on when we visit with some people, including, by the way, John Richmond, the coach of the NDSU basketball team, who knew him well, and Steve Hallstrom as well, who was a colleague, and maybe some others that we've reached out to share some stories about Scott Miller today on the program. There's a life lesson in Scott's passing. He was a great broadcaster, and a lot of you will remember his my, oh my call. You know, that was kind of his signature call. My, oh my. That as good a broadcaster as he was a better person. A good person. I would say just a real gentleman. He's a lifelong bachelor, but he always had great concern. You know, how are the kids? Everything, you know, anything that he knew that you were dealing with personally, he wanted to weigh in on it, check in on you. And I'm guessing as they lay Scotty to rest, we will hear more about the person than we will the professional. It's a good reminder for all of us that whatever we're striving to do in our careers, in our chosen profession, it's important. I mean, I think work is noble. I think it's great. I don't think it's a bad thing at all, right? I mean, I often think about when I'm gone from my family and the kids, you know, do they think, where's Dad? Or do they think, isn't it great that he's out there toiling for us? And we talk about it. You know, nobody says, oh, Dad's got to be gone again. They say, you know, and whenever I've heard a snippet of something from the kids about Dad, I appreciate how hard you work for us. That's what sticks with you. So I'm not saying, you know, hey, it's bad to work at all. I think work is noble, and our professions are noble. But it's not what we're going to be remembered for most, hopefully, right? Because when they lower me in the ground, I don't want them to say, man, the guy took more meetings than anybody I know. He'd never say no to a meeting. He's like, oh, yeah, he'd take that one next call. He'd put out that one more text. I want them to say, good husband, good dad, good person, good friend. And I think that's what Scott Miller will be remembered for. And that's a sign of doing it well. Just doing it, you know, just sticking to what's really important and doing it well. A good reminder from all of us. There are often lessons in these moments in life when a friend is lost, when you think, am I doing it well? Because that's going to be me someday. So that's what I think the legacy of Scotty Miller will certainly be. And he was a dandy. No doubt about it. As I say, as good a broadcaster, a better person. So we will spend a little time on that. Ed Schaefer will be here, the interim president of the University of North Dakota. I made a comment that I thought UND was being hypocritical in selling Fighting Sioux merchandise. Ed called in one day last week to respond to that, explain the reasons why. In a nutshell, what he's saying is we have no choice but to sell Fighting Sioux merchandise to maintain the trademark. That's part of the deal. I did ask him a question whether it's possible for that trademark to be given to the namesake tribe, and it is. As part of the deal. So they could do that. So we're going to follow up, I guess, on that. I found out that one piece of information since we talked. But explore a little more of what his reasoning on that, because we had a rather spirited exchange. He also wanted to talk about the governor's race, because that, I think, had come up as well. I forget in what context. And Phil Parker asked me to ask him about the presidential race, what he's thinking about that. And it's a great idea. So we'll just cover a lot of bases with Ed Schaefer and welcome your calls, questions, and comments. He'll be here in 15 minutes or so. And that's what we have lined up topic-wise. Otherwise, it's what's on your mind, as we always do. I have a couple of things here. There's a story out of West Fargo, very disturbing. A father, upset that his daughter is lesbian, pulls a loaded gun and threatens to kill her. Now, that's about as sad as you can get in my mind. He is blaming his religion, he's Islam, for saying why he's upset. But I think other families can relate with a son or a daughter saying, I have a same-sex attraction, and 99.9% do not react with a loaded gun being pointed at the person. Thank you! That would be the appropriate response. I can empathize with people who are upset and wonder what people will think. but think it's a good opportunity to remind you that love ought to be the first answer, in my view. And I have a little bit of experience in this only from the sense of I have a sister who's, she doesn't like it when I talk about her. So, and she's in San Francisco and hopefully not listening. But I love my sister. Love her a lot. Don't agree with the lifestyle. But there's also something I've learned through this that it's sort of a, you know, hate the sin, don't hate the sinner. But when you're talking about loved ones, that sounds like a crass way to say it. But the sin in this case is the attraction. The sin is not the attraction. The sin is acting on the attraction, right? And for those of us that see it as a lifestyle we disagree with, you don't not love that person. You dislike acting on the attraction. So just keep those things in mind. A couple of things on the national front, too, that we can chat about, but I hear the music, so we'll take a break. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Some farmers got zero ARC payments. Others got less than they should have. Were you paid the right amount? Go to fixthefarmsubsidy.com for details. Join Progressive Ag Law at free informational meetings in North Dakota, February 22nd through the 26th. Come to a meeting to learn how Progressive Ag Law will help you obtain the payments you are entitled to. The surveys failed, and the RMA and FSA differ. Farmers, let's get this right and prevent it from ever happening again. These meetings are free, and they are important to all farmers. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com has details on a meeting near you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, ready for your calls at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Promise to tell you more about the Northwest Landowners Association, our fine sponsor. Thursday's Hour 1 on the program. Find out more about them at nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com. What I most love about these guys is that First of all, you've got a group of core leadership there that really believes we just want a seat at the table. We want some good, open, honest dialogue, and we're going to fix, rather than be on the sidelines sniping, they have earned a seat at the table to roll up the sleeves and say, okay, whatever challenges are out there, we're here to help. Let's figure them out. And to me, you win every time when you do it that way. It's so easy to snipe from the sidelines without any sense of what, you know, the full picture is of whatever you're sniping about, rather than just say, okay, oh, you're right, I get that, all right. Hey, I could help with that. A seat at the table solves everything. And your Northwest Landowners Association has earned that in working with folks and sitting down and talking to state leaders and talking to industry professionals and ultimately helping have that, you know, they have United the Voice of Landowners as well, and that helps industry. So solutions is what it's all about. Let's find a solution. We all want to get to the same place. So find out more at nwlandowners.com, nwlandowners.com. Big, big, big debate tonight. At least if you're Cruz and Rubio. Trump, I don't know if it's any different because Trump is Trump, and Trump is gaining every day the air of inevitability in this race. There's no doubt about it. I asked a question on our Facebook page, do you want one or the other to go? There was a forum last night at Fox. Donald Trump did not participate, but his rivals did. And if you watch that with Megyn Kelly, I'd be curious of your takeaway. It seems to me there's a growing chorus of voices that would like Ben Carson to step away, like Kasich to step away. And that's really folks from both the Rubio and Cruz camps who I think when that happens, then say one of the two of them will emerge. And really this has to happen. We're really down to about 2 weeks and change to decide whether or not this is over or whether it's going to be a battle to get to 1,200 delegates, and that while Trump will probably have a significant, you know, lead, he could be prevented from getting enough of them to get this to the convention, and then it's decided there. That could happen. What do you want to happen? Would be my question. What do you want to happen? Should Carson and Kasich go? I always hesitate to say they ought to go because to me, you figure this out. You keep going. Okay. New Hampshire's done. Let's go to South Carolina. South Carolina's done. Let's go to Nevada. Nevada's done. Let's go to Super Tuesday. Super Tuesday's done. Let's get the next one. It solves itself. And when you start saying, Carson ought to go, Kasich got to go, sounds like you're a party boss picking winners and losers rather than letting the people sort this out, which essentially they're doing right now. But I think there's an argument if you're in a Rubio camp or a Cruz camp to say, you know what? One of the two of them has to emerge if you don't want Donald Trump. If you don't want Donald Trump. So I had a listener send me a very interesting thing about Donald Trump, as saying essentially that he's never apologized to anyone. And it was on a faith website, but it was essentially saying he's not only not prepared to, rather not apologized to anyone, he's never asked for forgiveness from anyone. And there suggests a lack of humility there that would be a little bit troublesome in my mind. Does that bother you? Maybe it doesn't. But I think it's something that could bring a fall at some point, honestly. It would worry me. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. By the way, Todd the Radio God Mitchell is officially on vacation for a few days. Meant to mention at the beginning, we've been talking about it for a while, but he is on him. And I tell you, nobody works harder in this business. There's a guy that just goes many hours, day and night. So it's deserved, no doubt about it. So we'll miss him for a couple of days here, but he is gone. The only other story that caught my attention today was the President of the United States is floating a trial balloon on a Supreme Court nominee and put out a blog post yesterday on the SCOTUS blog on his thoughts on the Supreme Court. I don't know if you you saw that. Saying, a responsibility I take seriously. The president's really fond of the Constitution. Now, today, in one sliver, in which he talks about the Constitution vests in the president the power to appoint judges to the Supreme Court. Well, thank you for that lesson. I wasn't aware. It's a duty I take seriously, and one that I will fulfill in the weeks ahead. It's also one of the most important decisions the president will make. Rulings handed down by the Supreme Court directly affect our economy, our security, our rights, and our daily lives. I'm aware of that, Mr. President. Guess what? That's why I don't want you to have the last say. I want the next president to have that say. What he's trying to do is wave the Constitution in everybody's face and say, I need to do this. What he is dismissing all too quickly is that the Congress, the Senate specifically, has an advise and consent role as well. And essentially, they've exercised that. They've said, we believe it's too close to the election, and it should be left to the next president. So they're advising. Now, it's clear the president's not going to listen. So now, he puts forward a nominee. What should they do? I mean, the question of whether or not they go thumbs up or thumbs down, right? Fine. Okay, well, we've told you, you didn't listen to us, that it ought to be left to the next president. You put somebody forward anyway, thumbs down. It's happened to previous presidents. Probably going to happen to them as well. So this is starting to heat up. What the president is doing is classic Barack Obama. He is, in his mind, turning up the heat from a grassroots perspective of saying, hey, I have a duty, you have a duty, let's get this done. We have zero duty. I don't get the sense that a lot of us are real confident that our side is going to win on this one. I am, because quite honestly, if Mitch McConnell caves, and by cave I mean say, hey, we don't agree with the president, but he has the constitutional ability to present that person, so therefore we're going to, we'll vote in favor of them. Allow a vote, I don't think, is any big deal, quite honestly. But if we allow a vote so we can say no, I don't think that's any big deal. I think what we all worry about is caving in the way we've caved before for him. I don't think that's going to happen, because it would be one more stake in the Republican Party. It'd be done over, put a fork in it, in my view. Ed Schaefer, when we come back on What's on Your Mind, don't touch that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Fill up at PetroServe USA, the folks that are helping America feel better, and you'll have the choice of what you want to put in your tank. From E15 to E85 and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better and connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's cornfields. And come on into a PetroServe USA near you and have the best deal in town, the 4 for 4 special. That's right, 4 items for $4. Hot stuff pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, and 2 cookies. 4 items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. All month long, specials include Mike's Popcorn for $3.99, the Sixlets for 69 cents, Albany's Gummies only $1.29, Cascade Ice Gum, 69 cents a pack, Nestle Sparkling Water mix and match with Perrier, a great deal, along with Deli Express sandwiches. Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you. Choice at the pump, the 4 for 4 special all day, every day, and much more at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent you.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. you can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Morning, Scott. Morning, Todd. This is Steve from Grafton again. I got a comment about yesterday, your question about Donald Trump, et cetera. Let me rephrase the people thing that I said about yesterday, about it's only the people that are in favor of Donald Trump. Well, about 30% of the party people are in favor of Donald Trump. About 70% are not in favor of Donald Trump. And a very vast amount of them people, from what I'm seeing on social media, et cetera, refuse to vote for Donald Trump one way or another. They say they won't vote at all if Donald Trump is the nomination. So I guess that's part of my problem. I don't like Donald Trump. I'm one of them that will not vote for him, no matter what. I just won't vote. That's just the way it is. I don't like him. He's just a con artist. Thank you, salesman. Thank you. Bye.
Wow. I don't know that I've heard anybody say, no matter what, I wouldn't vote for him. You know, I've heard from plenty of people who don't like him. Biggest question being, what do you get if he's there? We asked that question yesterday. It was a fascinating conversation. And it sounds like that caller wanted to follow up on something from yesterday where we were talking about, what would you get? What would you get? Do we know? Can you honestly say you know what we'd get? And other than saying someone that would go tip over the tables and break some china and shake things up, nobody really is able to effectively answer that question. So I guess that would, if it's the great unknown, I could see where some people would say no way, no how. Let me ask you this. If the choice is Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, who in the world doesn't vote for Donald Trump in that case? Unless you're obviously of the left-leaning persuasion. Can't go there at all. Bottom line is just roll up your sleeves and get engaged. This decision is not yet done. There's a ton of momentum, as we talked about yesterday, for Donald Trump. A ton of momentum. And that is no small thing. You can't dismiss that easily. But there's still time. Roll up your sleeves. Minnesota, you still have a say. It's still happening. Yeah, this is the story I was talking about earlier. Somebody wanted more detail on that. Thank you. Ed Schaefer is going to join us here in a couple of minutes. President of the University of North Dakota. He'll be joining us in a couple of minutes, but we have a couple pieces of unfinished business from last segment. So this was from the website Pathos. And it says, the most revealing Trump moment. At Saturday's debate, I saw the most horrible Trump moment. It was not his vulgarity, his coarse language, his sexist attacks, or his crude, aggressive name-calling. It was not his lies, manipulation, and innate dishonesty. The person obviously doesn't like him. It was not his fake tan, fake teeth, fake hair, fake face. It was not his history of buying politicians, scheming to grab property from old ladies, planned bankruptcies and running casinos. Not his bragging, racism, boasting. It was that little question thrown at him, which turned out to be a curveball. The question was something like, who in your life is able to challenge you and say you are wrong? From whom do you take criticism? He hemmed and hawed after saying weakly that his wife tells him when he's wrong. He then went on to his usual line about how he is a winner, he's a billionaire, he's a successful businessman. This combined with his admission that he has never said sorry to God and never apologized for anything shows the true heart of darkness in Donald Trump. If a man cannot see that he has done wrong and apologize and accept an apology, then it is impossible for him to repent. And impossible for him to repent. And if it is impossible for him to repent, then that man is lost. His heart is the same as the other beautiful created being who from the beginning and forever is not able to bow his head or bow his knee. Interesting. That is what we call pride. Not the proper pride in a job well done after hard work and sacrifice, not the proper pride in family, country, or faith, not the proper pride of true achievement, but instead the pride that will not bow its head, will not bend the knee. The pride will not serve. All right? Then someone else noticed a chilling detail from the first moments of the debate. The six men were asked to join the audience in a moment of silence for Justice Antonin Scalia. Look at the video. Bush, Carson, Cruz, Kasich, Rubio all stood with heads bowed and eyes closed. Trump did not bow his head. He did not close his eyes. Always fascinating. Anybody else notice that? I did not. But appreciate the different takes here. So there is the rest of it, as requested by one of our fine listeners. Manny, you tell me in my ear when President Schaefer is ready to roll. We'll chat with him in a moment. David in San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Hey, morning. You know, I heard you talking about the Scalia and the Supreme Court rule, the need to replace Scalia. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but the neocons for many years have been...
I think what I was talking about was actually who should replace Scalia. And whether that ought to be President Obama or whether that ought to be the next president. Is that what you mean?
Right. Well, America needs a full court. And the fact of the matter is the neocons for years have intentionally been sapping the courts. They know that they're guilty of hundreds of different kinds of crimes, pollution crimes.
What does it mean to sap the court, David?
Well, they're underfunding it. And they're here in California. They cut the budget on the courts by like they were trying to do 70% cut. And
given some of the court decisions in California, it's probably not a bad decision. But I don't see anybody telling me that the Supreme Court of the United States has been sapped to the point where they're not able to do their work. And in fact, given some of the decisions of late on Obamacare and other things, in my mind, they're not doing all that well. The debate here is, you know, advise and consent means what? What does advise and consent mean to you?
Are you un-American?
I'm not un-American. How would anything I've said here make me un-American?
Are you censoring me? I keep hearing this weird click.
I asked the question, what does advise and consent mean to you?
Advise and consent is about whether or not the choice is a good one, but
I think advise and consent is advise on, you know, look, we'd like to leave it to the next president. That's the advice. Send us a nominee, and we're going to tell you what we think of them. We have to save the rest of this conversation for another day, David, but I appreciate the call and the California perspective you bring to the Supreme Court decision and who will be the next one. Our next guest is the president of the University of North Dakota. Ed Schaefer is back with us. Hello, Ed. How are you?
I'm well, Scott. Good morning, and hello to your listeners.
Yes, nice to have you back. So when we were last chatting, we were talking about, you'd called in concerned about my comment about UND being hypocritical, having retained the name, retaining the ability to sell Fighting Sioux merchandise, in a way retaining the name, I guess. Anything new on that front?
No, I thought we'd save the hypocritical part for all the politicians out there. like Charles Schumer, who says, you know, we should we shouldn't hear for judges in the last part of a term, but now wants to, right? So, anyway, no, there's nothing new on the front of UND merchandise. Obviously, we have a heritage collection here called Legacy Collection of Fighting Sioux merchandise. We're doing that and selling limited quantities on a continual basis so that we can keep the value, hang on to the trademark. And, you know, that's just moving forward. I think the merchandise is probably, you know, was in and out pretty fast. It was well sought after. But
oh, my gosh, it was unbelievable. I know. I don't know what day went on the shelf, but by the time we got there Friday night, it was slim pickings. And, you know, yes. A couple things here or there, but most of the wearable stuff was gone. So, yeah, it's obviously it's obviously. I want to summarize what I think is UND's position, and you tell me if any of this is wrong, that essentially – you have to keep the trademark. That's part of the NCAA deal. You do have the ability to give that to the namesake Treg if you want, but you're not going to for the simple reason you want the ability to put some Fighting Sioux merchandise out, but limit it so that the new brand, when it emerges, will fly. Is that where we're at?
Basically, yes, Scott. I mean, that's a good summation. I think there are a couple of other issues on the table, and you know, one is. You know, to be able to control that logo, it's also to be able to control it from a respectful and appropriate standpoint so that you don't have somebody out there defacing the logo or putting out a stupid T-shirt or, you know, doing things because we can defend that logo, you know, for its appropriate use as well. So I think that's an important piece of it, being able to manage the transition from the Fighting Sioux to the Fighting Hawks is really important for the long-term stability of the University of North Dakota. And so, you know, to hang on to the Fighting Sioux trademark value, while we build value, hopefully at some point in time that's equal to or better than the Fighting Sioux trademark is important for us too. So it's all kind of in the mix here on, you know, on how we, spend these next years at the University of North Dakota in creating value to a new brand name and making a transition.
Given the passion for the Fighting Sioux, and I think a really disgust at the NCAA, and we should all remember that's where our ire belongs, right? I mean, we all think the NCAA erred in suggesting what the Fighting Sioux was doing was hostile and abusive, but it is what it is at this point. But that, you know, people are still mad about that, and they also have a passion for the Fighting Sioux and a little bit of a dislike of the process to how we got to where we are today. I know you're very much focused on the future and looking forward. How tough a job is that going to be to get folks pointed towards the future knowing they still have the disgust over what I just mentioned?
It's very tough. You know, I've met with people who, you know, want to hang on to the Fighting Sioux logo or keep the Fighting Sioux logo or go back to the Fighting Sioux logo. And, you know, they're passionate. They're prayerful. They're honest about, you know, their feelings about that. And, you know, I think, okay, when I went to the school here in the 60s, you know, we were the Sioux, and that's what's embedded in me when, you know, as I move forward. So that's not going to go away. I mean, that's tradition and culture and lore that we have here at the university. You know, I meet with those folks who are opposed to the Fighting Sioux logo. And, you know, they talk about the hurts and the pain and the difficulty and the bad culture and all of those things. And that's not going to go away either. You know, so you have the struggle on both sides of the pro and the con on this deal.
Remains and a tough deal. Hold that thought if you would. We'll pick up after the break. Ed Schaefer, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president at Flag Family Media. I'm talking about MyPillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. Now, I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to MyPillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott.
Art Rosenberg is back from Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Great resource for us here on the program. Art, welcome back.
Morning, Scott.
Let's talk about the sale of a business entity. How is that different from, say, a property sale?
A commercial property sale focuses on the location, putting a for sale sign out, and trying to drive traffic into that location, showing them why that location is the place to go.
In a property sale, obviously, you want everyone to know. But in a business sale, you want qualified buyers and be a little selective. How do you go about that?
What we work with is getting all the information together from the owner, putting that information together in a confidential business review process that we provide out to our group, our network of buyers, and through our 15 internet sites.
Speaking of internet, folks, the website, a great resource and a great connection to Art and his team, is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com or call 701-347-2727. Art, have a great day.
Thanks, Scott. You too.
Talk to you later.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
CNN is hosting tonight's Republican debate, 7:30 Central Time. Check that out, folks. That's down in Texas, actually. Very, very important one. Wolf Blitzer moderates tonight. Donald Trump will be there. Ted Cruz, Rubio, Kasich, Carson, all the remaining five candidates. So, very important debate, certainly for Cruz and Rubio as well. Trump, it just doesn't seem to matter whether he does good or bad. He ends up in the same position. So, I want you to know that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at A Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Have you checked out that website yet, SecureEnergyFuture.org? If you don't do that, next time you meet your power provider, your rural electric cooperative or, MDU, Ottertail, XL Energy, whoever you might have as a power provider, just talk with one of the professionals about their concerns, their worries. Talk to anybody in the industry, and they'll give you an idea of what they believe is going to happen to your power bill. Simple as that. So just next time you open that up and you take it out of the envelope and you look at it, or you look at it online with your auto bill pay or whatever, think about if that was 40, 50, 60, double in cost, what that would mean. Okay, the grocery one has to come down, the gas one has to come down. I mean, this is real, and this is happening. And all those details are at SecureEnergyFuture.org. That's what the Clean Power Plan will do to your power bill. You need to know about it. You need to let the EPA know enough already. We're chatting with Interim President at UND, Ed Schaefer, our guest today on the program. Ed and I had a brief conversation last week, and we agreed to have Ed come back on for a few more minutes, so we're getting a little bit of a chance today. So anything else we had to go to the break there that you want to say about going forward on
I would just wrap it up this way, Scott. We have, you know, two very involved, emotional, you know, connected to the University of North Dakota groups, some supporting the Fighting Sioux nickname, some not wanting any reference at all to the Fighting Sioux nickname. We're never going to resolve that. But what the reality is, the culture is changing around us. Whether you like it, I like it, I don't like it. And, you know, I hate the NCAA. it's really awful. But the culture is changing around us. And as that changes, we have to be aware. And one of the places I started to realize that is when we were looking at this legacy collection, you know, and going out to suppliers to build a product. Under Armour, which is one of the huge, sports apparel companies these days, you know, they won't print the Fighting Sioux logo because it's against their policy. So, as those kinds of things start to happen, you know, we need to understand there's just no going back. We can't hang on to the past that I want to do and you want to do. We can't do that. We have to move forward. And so I just think it's important. We've said here at the University of North Dakota, we're moving forward. It's a done deal. Like it or not, you know, we're on the trail to build the University of North Dakota for the future. And it's not going to include, you know, old logos, old heritage. I mean, it's going to be new. And that's going to be important for us.
I'm in Watford City, one of my favorite places. I was at an EDC chamber meeting last night, Doug Burgum was one of the individuals that was there taking it in, and somebody asked him to come up and say a couple of words. And he got up and he talked about Ed Schaefer. And he talked about you being an inspiration of being a business leader, building a company, and what that means when you can do and bring that to government. And, a lot of people are so essentially what he's saying is, hey, I'd do a better job than Wayne Stengem. Let's leave him as Attorney General because I've built a business. And look to Ed Schaefer to know what that means. So your name is being invoked in this race, as I'm sure you'd expect. But I have to ask you, who's right here? Is he right in advocating that he has better skill sets because he has some similar to you than Wayne Stengem?
Well, I love the business person being involved in government. I built my political career on trying to transfer my business skills and my knowledge and experience from the private sector into the public sector. And Doug Burgum, can do that. He's got that background. He's got the business things. And I really think that's important in the intermix of building the relationship between government and business. So, from that standpoint, Doug's positioning, I think, is really good. The flip side of that is Wayne Stengem, has, after we kind of infused the mentality of the private sector into the public sector in the 1990s, that was followed along by Governor Hovind, then by Governor Dalrymple. We've kind of built this culture of a good relationship between business and government, which has attracted huge investment to North Dakota, and we can talk about the growth all tie long. But, the reality is Wayne Stengem's been steeped in that from a government delivery standpoint as well. So while he doesn't have the business experience that Doug has, that Doug can put on the table and say, this is how it works, Wayne's come up through a system, Attorney General Stengem is coming up through the system, in a way that that's already been infused with that's the way it works. So, in any case, the most important thing we can do is understand that business-to-government relationship and how it works, how it seeks investments, how it creates the economy and jobs. Government doesn't do that, but government helps, encourages, and supports along the way those investments in the state. And the candidate that is going to be the next governor of North Dakota, in my opinion, is going to be the candidate who says, this is how we're going to build that relationship, and this is how it's going to work.
I'm not sure what your schedule's like, but we have a call waiting, one that came in off the air. Are you able to stay a little longer, or you got a 10 o'clock?
I can stay.
All right, so hold tight through the break, and we'll Chris in Watford City, hang tight. We also have some off-air calls as well for Ed Schaefer, our guest on What's On Your Mind. We're live. Teddy's Residential Suites in Watford City today. Great place.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Farmers, many North Dakota counties may have not received correct subsidy amounts because of arbitrary yield data. Lemoore and Logan receive $0 in ARC copayments, and many others may receive smaller amounts. Join local Progressive Ag lawyers for a free informational meeting in a county near you soon. Visit fixthefarmsubsidy.com. Learn if you were underpaid last year. Learn how to prevent this from happening again. The system's broken. Stand up to make it right. Meet experienced agriculture attorneys. Fixthefarmsubsidy.com or call 800-864-8635.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.